under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF, Friday, May 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a great one lined up for you, lots of guests, lots of information, history lesson in our second hour with Pastor Chatfield, interviews, candidates, information, change your life, improve your standard of living, lower the cost of living, holding our elected officials accountable, and if they don't do the job, work to replace them. That's the new mission statement. That's the absolute mission of this show. If you appreciate inside information, if you appreciate knowing the things that are happening in our state, what they're doing to us from Lansing, what they're trying to do to us at local county levels, you want to be a part of it. You want to be engaged, informed, educated, and know what to do, how to attend a meeting, how to stand up. Point of order, Mr. Chairman. You're not running this meeting according to Robert's Rules of Order. You, sir, need to be replaced. People need to stand up and speak out. Absolutely. And get involved in your communities. That's what we're about. That is the mission. We are into May. We've got June and July. Early voting, absentee, 9 days of early voting leading into Election Day, August 6th. When is Election Day for the primary? August 6th. You need to vote. Your friends need to vote. Honestly, in some of these races, folks, do you know the August 6th primary is more important, even more important than November 5th, the presidential general election? Why? Because some of these people are not even opposed by Democrats in certain races. We have basically two Republicans running in the primary against each other. Some of them are incumbents being primary challenged. Christian Marcus, primary challenging Ken Borton in the 105th. Todd Smallenberg, primary challenging Cam Cavett. And then it doesn't even matter about the Democrats on the other side come November. Why? The district is 60-40. Republican. The primary, the August 6th primary, folks, is more critical, more important than November in certain races. The U.S. Senate race if we don't get the right candidate that can stand up on the stage and absolutely destroy Elisa Slotkin, in my opinion, woman to woman, how is a man, especially a tall, big guy like Mr. Rogers, Sandy Pensler, Justin Amash, how are they going to look when they go after Elisa Slotkin? How are they going to be able to go after her on her voting record? When they were in Congress, they basically voted exactly lockstep with her. These races, folks, are more important. August 6th is more important than November 5th when it comes to certain races. The president, of course. But we need to straighten this out on August 6th and get the right people nominated. State Senator Jim Runstad, a good friend of the show, is coming on to talk about Senate Bill 603-604. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line, longtime patriot, brother, friend, Senator Jim Runstad is on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Trucker. Great to be on.
Hey, I read your entire post on your ex Twitter account yesterday on yesterday's show. I played your 2-minute and 1-second video. Nice little snippet you recorded there in the Senate chamber, talking about Senate Bill 603-604. Everybody understands from your post and from MERS News Service, where I read the actual story reporting on the bills and what were in them. My questions are very simple. Number one, this passed with party line voting in the Senate, just the 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. Did you guys vote to give it immediate effect?
We did not. Thank goodness. I will say that the process was by design designed to get the immediate effect. So in the elections committee, they threw this in the last minute, and it's a very complex bill. If you've, it's funny how many Democrats have said, "Oh, you're not telling the truth. This is all lies." And I post read the bill on every one of them, knowing that they will not read the bill and that everything I post is absolutely true.
Sure.
And so it went into committee. And it comes right out of committee, and as quick as they can, they threw it up on the floor for a vote. And I had read, I talked to Senator Ruth Johnson about this bill and how bad it was. So I read the bill, and it is atrocious. I mean, it's a complete rewrite of the elections process in Michigan. And in the past, you had these bipartisan county board of canvassers, and they had the authority to conduct an investigation of suspected fraud. And that's mm-hmm. what they were going to do in the Wayne County Board of Canvassers in the 2020 election.
Right.
They wanted to hold up the process until the certification. And the reason they listed was that 79% of all of the precincts in Detroit could not be recounted. Although we had given them a ton of money and we gave them time to rectify the problem in Detroit 4 years earlier, it even got worse. And they're like, how do we get all of this additional time to open up everything? And it's, I think it was 72% in 16, and by 2020 goes to 79%. So the Board of Canvassers said, no, we're not going to certify. And then they started sending them death threats from all over the nation. The lady, the Republican lady that was on there,
Monica Palmer and William Hartman.
Yes. So Monica Palmer, I've talked to her extensively. She showed me the pictures that they sent to her of a bloody, tortured girl about her age, her daughter's mm-hmm. age. Said, "This is what we're going to do to your daughter." They posted where her daughter went to school, the home address. And I mean, Monica was beside, you can imagine as a parent having someone saying, "I'm going to torture and murder your child." By that way, that woman was slapped on the wrist. All the stuff they said, threatening elected officials. If you say something now, it's going to be a 20-year penalty. But if you threaten in a real way, the woman got almost nothing happening to her. So this is what's happening in Michigan. They want to get rid of all of the existing ability to look at election fraud. They removed 18 spots out of the current law that allows the Board of Canvassers to investigate fraud. And the board even had subpoena power. Everything you're going to read in the media is just talking points of the Democrats. Ruth Johnson and I have not been interviewed. They interviewed the Democrats. They said, "Oh, it's just an updating. It was antiquated language, and we're doing a good thing, and it's going to make the election safer and fair." And so the media just reports this garbage instead of digging into the actual aspects of what this says, such as they're doubling the fees in order to be able to get a recount. They're doubling the automatic trigger from about there's 2,000 currently. It's like 4,600 for the automatic recounts. They're doing everything that they can do, including saying it's a felony if you interfere with the recount. There's no definition of this. In the past, that was only applicable to workers and elected officials working in the process. Now, it's anybody that they point to and say, "Hey, we were carrying a box of ballots and you walked by and obstructed them. You're getting charged." I mean, it's completely undefined. And then they said also that they cannot look at the qualification of voters participating in the election or the manner in which the ballots were applied for or issued to the voters. So if you issued ballots to illegal aliens, dead people, whatever, you cannot look at their qualifications at all. Now, previous to this, you could. So you can see it's a complete rewriting of the election laws in every way to benefit the cheating the Democrats want to do. Yeah, and absolutely. Even if we're stopped on this cycle, by God, they'll have it in next cycle. because Governor Whitmer is going to sign this sucker as fast as she can. And we'll be dealing with this, you know, until we can get a new governor and a new House and new Senate that are Republicans to reverse it.
Yeah, and hopefully that will take place in 2026. But I want to back the bus up, Jim, just a little bit, because my wife, Vicki, is running for Antrim County Clerk, because on November 3rd, 2020, you remember Antrim County very well.
Yep.
Now, we had, man, I'm so mad listening to you talk. I can barely, my throat's closing up. In November 3rd, 2020, Jim, here in Antrim County, we had 125% of our adult population vote.
Yep.
It was hand-counted four times. Not once, not twice, three, four times. Jocelyn Benson herself came to Antrim County during the last recount. We have a forensic audit. I have an unredacted copy of it, the original report of everything that happened in Cheryl Guy's office in that machine. My question is this. If we stop them because we're able to put pressure on one, two, three, maybe four House Democrats and convince them that this is a horrible bill, we need to be bipartisan in our elections, we need to go forward and work together to craft something that's fair, like the statement Ruth Johnson put out. You know, we want to make it fair, we want to make it convenient, but hard to cheat. How do we get to that point?
I think it would require a all hands on deck approach to target. There's in the House, I think there's like eight different swing district Democrats that,
yes,
if we're able to put the pressure on them, the problems I see in Michigan is the Democrats are organized top to bottom. The Republicans are not. There's not an organized structure to go after the Democrats. They have an entire operation that anything they want to target, they bring all the resources onto that person to crush that person. And the Republicans are so diffuse, there needs to be an overarching plan in Michigan to be able to react in situations like this that could target these people and in their district. And the independent voter doesn't want election fraud. I mean, they know this is a benefit them. You know, they're independent voters are people who go back and forth. They're not like in the Republican camp and in the Democrat camp and want all this cheating. So if we could target the independent voters in those districts and say, listen, this is going to impact your vote. What they're trying to do is steal elections. And you need to tell that person that if they vote for this pile of garbage, that you're not going to support them. You will be advocating against them. The problem is how much effort that needs to go into this, and we really have to start thinking as Republicans, how are we going to do on a statewide basis an operation that goes right after these things? The Democrats do it. I don't have time to outline how they have a complete operation. Every ballot proposal, they have the former chair of the Democrat Party, who is a lawyer. He's at every one of those, fighting for the Democrat ballot proposals, fighting against Republicans.
Yep.
Every single word.
Every single one.
He's at every single event, like he's attacking Mike Rogers, filing complaints against them. So these people are well-funded and operating in every facet to attack Republicans. And I'm telling you, there's literally nothing like that on the Republican side. So hopefully we can have some discussion on how do we rectify this? How do we get people who are bright people can get in a room and put a plan together to make sure that when we have a situation like this, we have an ability to get the message out, have lawyers that can work with us, have activists that can work with us. And there's just nothing like that being done. And it's something I am committed to working on to get that fixed.
Well, the point I was trying to make, too, is, do you think the Republicans, who have been in the minority now since this past election, effectively January of 2023, where they took back the two-seat majority in the House and the Senate and this governor, and you guys, you Republicans, watching the motive operandi of these Democrats, once you get the power, once you have a two-seat majority in the House and the Senate and ram your agenda through all the things they've done to our state, Jim. I mean, you know, we fought hard to get right to work passed, prevailing wage repealed. All the changes that we did, gone, basically, in 1 2-year term that these people are working under. Let me ask you this question. Do you think the Republicans have learned anything from how you run Lansing once you get the power?
You know, I hate to say I don't know. The Republicans in the base of the party are the most wonderful people I've ever known in my life. When I travel around Michigan and I talk to the base of the party, these are people who don't get anything. These are people who give. They give their time. They give their money. They give their everything that they've got because they know at risk is their nation, the lives of the kids and the grandkids. I frankly don't see that much of that in Lansing among office holders, among Republican office holders. Hopefully that's going to change where they start going, I don't care about something for my district. It irritates me. I didn't ask for one thing for my district in 9.5 years. I got two little things, a kitchen for Meals on Wheels and thing for the Ford family's retreat that burned down to try to rebuild that would be a destination point. That's it, 9.5 years, because those are two things that make a gigantic difference. We are in for pickleball courts and boat docks and, all the corruption of just Jason Wentworth. He's given $20 million to a Democrat donor. She's buying the toasters. The coffee maker. $4,800. All of this crap. Republicans were participating in that. I mean, we got to hold their feet to the fire and say, listen, think about your kids and your grandkids. When you're in that office, don't think about, trips and meals and tickets to games. Think about your kids and your grandkids and never let that lose sight. When you walk out of here, everything you did is what all of us have to live with. And I deliver this message everywhere I go. And I think that there's enough frustration that if we can retake the House, I do not see them colluding with the Democrats. I think that they will stand strong and at least throw the brakes on any further damage if we can just retake the House. Hopefully we get a good governor down the road. Hopefully we retake the Senate and flip this thing around, or this state will be a crap hole. I'm telling you, what they're doing, take time. It takes time to turn it into an absolute crap hole.
Well, Jim, we're sending Todd Smallenberg to replace Cam Cavett in the 106th. We're sending Christian Marcus to replace Ken Borton in the 105th. We're going to do everything we can to take back the House with good, strong conservatives to Lansing. We're tired of these wimps from northern Michigan caving in to the swamp creatures when they get down there. It's going to change. We're working on it. But my final question, Jim, we can stop this bill in the House, correct?
If we flip one Democrat, and there's been a few times that the Democrats have come over, the people that actually have on the Democrat side actually have character and integrity. They have flipped a couple times and threw the brakes on some of their real big priorities. Yep. Hopefully there's some Democrat in there that in the dead of night when they wake up and they think, do I want to codify election fraud? Can that hurt us down the road? You know,
they really start
thinking about doing the right thing.
Exactly. Jim, we're short. We appreciate you coming on the show. Keep fighting the good fight. Stay strong and keep putting those Twitter X posts up, brother. We love them.
Thank you, Truckee. You know I will. And have a great weekend.
You too, sir. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.